basically what the podcast is going to be is we're going to take a sporting moment from the week, something that's happened that's either inspired people or made people laugh, and then we're going to use that to dig deep into the sporting annals. Now, our topic this week.
So, in the light of Glenn Phillips, the young batsman for New Zealand, yes, we are doing the best and worst debuts in sport.
Now, in light of how well Glenn Phillips did, I thought today we would go round the circle as a group and we'd break ourselves into four little categories. I've given you this as a bit of a bit of homework overnight. I've labelled it as our favourite debut stories. That's our first one. Second one is most shocking debut that led to a great career.
Yep.
Third one is amazing debut that led to an amazing career. And finally, terrible debut and the person was never heard of again. So we're going to go around and toss up our favourites. And then I think at the end, Tommy, we might decide whether this whether this old podcast, where that debut places in those four categories.
Perfect. An American by the name of Greg Smith came over to try his hand at rugby league. In 1999, he essentially just hoodwinked the Newcastle Knights into picking him as a rugby league player. He claimed that he played for the Philadelphia Eagles as a running back. Yeah. And then they actually subsequently investigated after his terrible debut and found that the Philadelphia Eagles had never heard of the bloke. But he went on. He dropped the ball multiple times, missed seven tackles, let in two tries, and the Canterbury team that they were versing came back from 24-4 down to win 28-26. thanks to Greg Smith. Smith went on to play in the Metropolitan Cup for West for a couple of weeks, and then even they got the shits with him and said that he wasn't good enough. So he went back to play in the American Rugby League competition for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, shortest NRL career ever, they reckon. He got taken off the field after saying 23, 24
minutes. Wow.
That's how good the Newcastle Knights of that era were. They were like, yeah, who gives a shit? We'll throw anyone out there.
What's the worst sport to do that in? Like, to be exposed, like to lie to get
well,
to
Well, league's
level.
A bad one. Because yeah, because you get your head bashed in league.
Yeah.
That's any contact sport.
I feel like an individual sport's got to be worse, though.
you're right. You go Australian Open. Roger Federer first round.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm really good at golf. Okay, mate. Welcome to the Masters.
What about the clean and jerk rolling at the Olympics? Yeah. Diving. throw 220 on there. Yeah. I'll
knock that. Bang.
The 10-meter platform.
Yeah. Oh, shit, guys.
What about Winter Olympics?
The ski jump. Oh, it's much bigger up here.
Yeah, or the moguls. Oh, God. Oh, God. What are those bumps? Oh, what the hell are the bumps?
I've only been used to 10-meter jumps in my hotel.
Eddie the Eagle's like, I was jumping on my bed and I thought it was a good idea.
Oh, God. All right, now, to finish off, guys, where do you think this podcast debut places? Ooh. So amazing debut that leads to an amazing career, or amazing debut and the four of us are never heard of again?
What do you think some of us have lied to get here?
You know what? We didn't check your credentials in New Zealand.
Have you noticed sometimes he sounds Australian? Puts the accent on.
Yeah. I have noticed. All right.
The brand new Professor and Barney podcast, a new topic every week. The full episode and show is available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and at foxsports.com.au/podcasts. Please subscribe wherever you do your listening.